This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. After some anxious moments for Russia today, China signed an historic deal to buy Russian natural gas for the next 30 years. Both Russian President Putin and Chinese leader Xi Jinping were together today in Shanghai to oversee the deal. Marketplace's China correspondent Rob Schmitz joins us from that Chinese commercial capital with more. Rob, good morning.
Good morning, David.
This agreement was signed just minutes ago in Shanghai there. How big a deal is it?
Well, this is a very big deal for both countries. You know, Russia and China have been talking about building a pipeline to deliver gas from Siberia to China for more than a decade. And in many ways, now was the perfect time for China to be at the bargaining table with Russia's Gazprom, because the ongoing unrest in Ukraine, the Russians are becoming increasingly nervous about their reliance on Western Europe for most of the gas they're selling, this constant threat of isolation from the West. So for Russia, this now means a diversification of whom they're selling their gas to. For China, this means 38 billion cubic meters of natural gas a year starting in 2018. That's equal to a quarter of what China currently consumes each year. All of this will be purchased by China to the tune of nearly $400 billion U.S. dollars.
Now, beyond the actual energy implications here, what do you think this will mean for the Chinese economy at large?
First off, I think we're seeing a future where Russia and China are much closer economic partners than they've been in the past. Secondly, China is buying so much natural gas through this deal that it could help Beijing in its efforts to clean up China's environment. Much of the air pollution in China is due to burning coal. Natural gas is cleaner burning, and it's a good bet this new purchase will be replacing some of China's dirtiest coal-fired power plants. Another thing to consider is China's relying more and more on a diverse array of foreign countries for its energy. And the fact that this is a 30-year deal can make China's government rest a little easier at night about fueling its economic engine.
Marketplace's Rob Schmitz in Shanghai, thank you.
Thanks, David.